Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today
FM. Whoa. You're listening to the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show, the official Elf on the Shelf update radio show. We're delighted to be doing it again. And thank you very much to all our intrepid reporters around the country. Yeah, we got Lucy coming up first for you today, and then Ethan and Freya and a few more. And thanks to everybody who's been getting in touch. We can't play them all, obviously, but we're getting a good review of what's going on around the country. These are those elves. They go away after Christmas. But while they're here, they're up to all kinds of things. We thought they were getting a little bit nicer and a bit funnier, and then they started doing awful things again. Anyway, let's go to Lucy and find out what has been going on. Lucy, come in, please.
Hi, Ian. I'm Lucy. My elf Zoe. She draws faces on the bananas. They look scared of Zoe. And she's hugging one of the scared bananas. Bye.
Oh, the banana thing. You see, the banana thing now is catching on. This is the problem. You see, you hear it, and then you say, is it good for us to be putting this out? Because are there elves listening right now, listening to us, saying, oh, yeah, bananas. I like the banana idea. Lucy, thank you very much for passing that on. Very important news. Ethan and Freya are there as well. Good morning.
Hi, Ian.
Our names is Ethan and Freya. Guess what our elf's done?
Go on.
He broke a light bulb.
And Mommy's not too happy, and we're from Monaghan.
Oh, a Monaghan, yeah. Well, there you go. Breaking light bulbs. That is vandalism. That's what that is. Vandalism. If you don't know what vandalism is, look it up in the dictionary. That's serious stuff now. Ethan and Freya, thank you very much. Now, you can clean it up. You can get a new light bulb and just see what happens then, okay? So let's just forgive and forget for the moment, okay? Ethan and Freya, thank you very much. Annabelle and Elise are there as well. Let's go to them right now.
Hi, Ian.
I'm Annabelle.
And I'm Elise.
And we're from Galway. Last night, our elves decorated our tree with our underwear. Thankfully, the underwear was clean.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Now, you see, this is it. That's messy. Now, it was clean, okay? So that's good news altogether. So it might have been, you know, out of the hot press or something. So they invaded your hot press and got it out of there. Anyway, I'm sorry to hear that, Annabelle and Elise. And hopefully things will settle back down again now. Very nice day. Etain and Mabel are there as well. Hello.
Hi, I'm Etain and I'm 8.
Hi, I'm Mabel and I'm 5. And today we found our elf stealing our Nana and Grandad's biscuit box. We love the show.
Bye.
My God, that's a new low, isn't it? Stealing your granny and granddad's biscuit box. Elves, have you no shame at all? Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Shauna's here with your showbiz news. Shauna, we've just launched the end of year listeners poll, as you know. So where would you be going? Like, what? Guide us.
As like, in my choices?
Well, like kind of gigs. Like,
well, I think my gig of the year.
Chapel Roan.
No, I didn't go to that.
You weren't able to
no,
get in.
Yeah. I couldn't. Yeah. I'd say the Eras Tour.
Like, the Eras Tour,
the atmosphere
was
like nothing I've ever experienced.
That's ended at 6:30 this morning.
It did. Didn't it? It's just finished.
Just
wrapped up. Yeah, so that was definitely my gig of the year. My movie of the year, even though lots of people had something to say about it, Gladiator 2, was I found it to be excellent. Yeah. I loved it. Loved every minute of it.
Well, so the Irish Times have a headline today, which I haven't read yet, but they say the 10 worst movies of 2024 and Gladiator 2 is one of them.
Do you know what?
That's what
I hate that.
The Irish Times.
No,
go on, go on.
No, I'll take you on.
What about TV show?
I was just trying to think there. I think Baby Reindeer. That's
Bad
another
Sisters?
TV show. No, Baby Reindeer or The Gentleman.
Was that this year?
Yeah, that was
Baby
this year.
Baby Reindeer, yeah.
Or The Gentleman.
Very good, yeah. Okay, well, if you would like to enter todayfm.com/vote, and you can do that now for the next week or so, Barry Keoghan reacts to online harassment.
Yeah, so he said that he's receiving so much criticism and abuse online that he decided to deactivate his Instagram profile. Oh, so just last week, the news broke that himself and Sabrina Carpenter had split up. And I think after that point, things went up a couple of notches. Yeah. There certainly had been lots of speculation around their breakup. People had accused him of cheating on Sabrina. And I think it got just really bad last week. So he released a statement on his X account, which read, "I can only sit and take so much. My name has been dragged across the internet in ways I don't usually respond to, but I have to respond now because it's getting to a place where too many lines are being crossed."
So he
went on to say that people had been knocking on his granny's door, that they were sitting outside his child's house, intimidating them. And he said, for him, that's just crossing.
Oh, it's going too far.
I mean, whatever has gone on between Sabrina and Barry, the relationships are messy. That's exactly what happens.
Yeah,
life
yeah.
is messy.
Yeah.
No one should ever drag the granny or the baby into it. It's dreadful.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we wish him well and indeed Sabrina as well. Mm. That's a wrap on I'm a Celeb. So I'm a Celeb is over now.
It is over for another year. Yeah. And as you mentioned earlier on, McFly's Danny Jones was crowned the King of the Jungle.
Was that a spoiler or something? Sorry.
No, it's not. Because, I mean, it's everywhere. It'll be everywhere today. Yeah. And Colleen Rooney came in second place with Reverend Richard Coles in third. Now, Danny,
who I liked a lot. He was a good guy.
To be honest with you now, I'm going to be straight. I didn't really watch this year.
Yeah.
It's not that I didn't want to, it was just it's a little bit late for me, which sounds so boring.
Yeah.
But anyway, Danny was
Don't you have a baby?
I do.
You know, and an early start in the morning. Yeah.
Danny was a very grateful winner. He was delighted.
Just thank you from the bottom of my heart, you know. Just I gave my all in there, gave myself, and it's a lovely feeling to be liked.
It's a fair point. It's a nice validation to get.
Absolutely, because that's a public vote, isn't it?
That is, yeah. Now, I think some people felt that Colleen Rooney was robbed, but I think whatever has happened, she's shown people her character and it's a good thing for her.
I'm sure Wagatha Christie will get onto it anyway.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Can I see those phone records, please? Thank you very much. Jessica, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Excellent. So listen, you did the High Rocks. That's a run, is it?
It's a little bit more than a run.
Okay, well, tell us what it is then.
There's 1,000 metres ski erg. There's a push and pull, 50 metres each. There's a 80 metres broad bump, burpee broad jump, 1,000 metre row, 200 metre farmer's walk, 100 metre sandbag lunge, and then 100 wall balls with 8K runs in between as well.
Right, so it's like an Ironman kind of turbocharged.
Yeah, well, I did a half Ironman about 10 years ago. So
did you? You're aiming for a time of 140. What was your time in the end?
137.
You must be delighted, are you?
Well, yeah, I am actually. The average is 138, so I was like, really hoping to
get around. That's excellent. Oh, well done. Very good. There must have been a lot of training going on there, was there?
Yeah. Every morning, Monday to Friday, 6 a.m.
Well, it was all worth it in the end, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah. It was.
Yeah. And Jessica, is there anybody else over there? Which are you on your own?
No, there's about 20 of us here.
All right. Very good.
We're all staying different places.
Excellent. Well, congratulations every one of them, and especially you there, beating your own time and all that business. And as you say yourself in the old text, woohoo! Thanks very much, Jessica. Safe home. Good luck. Cheers. I'm going to play Waffle now in a second. And who we got today? We've got Niall Collins in Kildare. He's a sales rep for Europa Foods. Oh, interesting. We'll find out what they do now in a second, what they have in their range. So it's time for us to play Waffle, a game where we give you a topic and you waffle about it as much as you can in just 30 seconds. And whenever you get one right, you will hear the world famous Waffle Ding. Okay, match 5 of them and you will get your €1,000. How are you, Niall? How's it going?
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Very good, thank you. So you're a sales rep for Europa Foods.
That's correct.
Okay, yeah. What's their most popular piece of food?
So what we do is supply the Mayflower curry powder.
Which kind of curry powder?
Mayflower.
Okay, it's a good one, is it?
It is a fantastic one.
Fantastic. Does well.
It does. Right.
Excellent. Anything else?
We do all the condiments, so salt, pepper, grinders, peanut butters, milks.
Do you do wasabi?
No.
Oh.
No.
Or wasabi, or whatever it is.
No.
No, I'm just getting into a bit of sushi these days, you know.
Very good. We have the condiments for the side of it. That's what we do.
Oh, lovely. Very good. Soy sauce, that kind of thing.
Absolutely, yeah.
Excellent. Very good. Okay, well, listen, keep up the great work there. Keep us supplied, Niall. Are you ready to have a go at this?
We'll give it a go, Ian.
Give it a go. See how you get on. Okay. I want to ask you a question. Did you stay in last Friday night?
Oh, no, I did not.
Oh, no.
Today's waffle topic is
this year's Late Late Toy Show.
Obviously, Ryan Tuberty, Home Alone.
No, Ryan Tuberty, really?
No, not Ryan Tuberty. Pat Skilty, Home Alone team. The child from Leeds Room with the eggs.
Rugby legend.
Brian Driscoll.
Wow.
Johnny Sexton.
Yep. You just had a great time last Friday night. You went out. We had Johnny Sexton. Jazzy was there as a surprise. There was a trolley dash as well. The county parade with all 32 counties from the island of Ireland. And Home Alone you got right there. And you did get Johnny Sexton. But Niall, unfortunately, it's not going to... No.
I'll just have to watch it next year.
Yeah, you didn't cut the mustard. See what I did there, Niall? See what I did there?
Love it.
Thanks, Niall. Good luck.
Thanks,
cheers.
Dean. Have a good day.
Ian Dempsey. Playing the music you love. Today.